And his story is really, really sweet and touching. So we've got a really nice, diverse group of people we're featuring, and myself. And there's a story about myself. And so those are the four narratives we're featuring at Voz Alta. And I've got actors Nuri Cereda, Nelda Reyes, myself, and Izzy Ventura from Equity Foundation. And he's never acted, but he's really excited to do this. And he's got the personality. So I said, awesome, then you're going to do this. And he's going to be performing my dad's story. So this happens on Friday at 7 o'clock at the Q Center. Doors open at 7. There'll be a free hosted reception by La Bonita. And tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com, or you can go to my website, JoaquinLopezMusic.com, and you spell my name JoaquinLopez, like Jennifer Lopez, music, JoaquinLopezMusic.com.
Wonderful. And thanks to La Bonita for being so supportive. We were at the Queer Youth Summit, and it was catered by La Bonita.
Yeah.
Last month, I guess it was.
Yeah, it's been our pleasure to really support the community for years now. And anything we can do to help, we do. And we were there at the Queer Youth Summit. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was a wonderful day. So you have some music for us?
Yeah. I have some music for you. We have some time here, and I actually want to do something I've never done live, and that is take off my clothes. Just kidding.
Nude radio.
So I like to sing a song in English, which I hardly ever do. And this is a song I wrote when I was 26 or 27, and I was working at La Bonita and living at home. I had returned from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a great way of tearing you up, right? So I returned home, and all I did was work at La Bonita and go home. I didn't do much at all. I wasn't at all in the arts. I didn't perform. I just kind of stayed in my room. And this song I wrote at, here's another I'm So Portland moment, at Shea What on Alberta when it existed. And I remember I was there on a break from work, and I took out a pen and paper and I began writing a song. And it's not how I typically write songs. When I write a song, I don't usually start with the lyrics. I always start with music and lyrics at the same time, but this time was different. And I don't think I have to really explain much about the song because it's in English. So here it is. And it's a little melancholic because God made me with a really beautiful melancholic heart. This so-called life. Where have I been? So empty inside, living each day like a suicide. And where have I gone? What have I seen? Searching outside myself on the streets. I've been away for far too long. Where is the road to my so-called home? And where is the life I've left so far behind? Where is the living in this so-called life? Ooh. Where is the living in this so-called life? Oh. I'm alone wherever I go.
cannot connect to people I know. I try to relax, I try to be free, and all that comes out is this, trying to be. I've been away for far too long. Where is the road to my so-called home? And where is the life I've left so far behind? Where is the living in this so-called life? Ooh, where is the living in this so-called life?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So we have a lot of these great events coming up this weekend to remind folks when and where everything is happening for Latino Gay Pride. Let's do that, starting with Friday. Let's sort of walk through that again.
Yeah, you bet. Friday is the kickoff event, Voz Alta, La Gloria. An evening of music and poetry, celebrating the experience of finding power through music and the music of words, language. Voz Alta begins at Q Center at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7 o'clock. And it's about an hour show. It's not too long. Then Saturday we have Transvisible at the Hollywood Theater at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at hollywoodtheater.org, or you can also go to latinogaypridepdx.com. And the Portland Latino Gay Pride Festival itself is from 5 to 9 o'clock on Sunday at the Jupiter Hotel. And we're finishing our series of events at Embers Avenue at 9 o'clock. To dance the night away. Another thing, Voz Alta is it celebrates the Latin American experience of people here in Portland. The narratives are in English, and the music is in Spanish. So you don't have to understand Spanish to get it, and. And it's a really beautiful night. I think the actors have really worked hard for it. And Transvisible, the movie, is in English, and when it's needed, subtitles will be there. And Sunday Sunday is from 5 to 9, and you also don't need to know Spanish. I mean. There's going to be English MCs, X and Y, and I only say these things because a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't know Spanish," or "Oh, I'm not going to understand." And quite frankly, you will understand. And if you don't understand, you can always ask somebody what was said, or saying, or whatever, you know. So yes.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Can we talk some about your experience as an artist?
Sure.
Great.
Yeah. I began playing the guitar in my mid-20s, and and I began writing songs, and I pretty much stayed in my room, the living room, and slowly I met other musicians and began to play out, and then I began to be seen as a musician, as a singer, and people asked me if I would give songwriting lessons. And so I began doing that in the schools, in private schools. I've done that in public schools. And now the majority of my work is either performing as a vocalist or teaching group songwriting to different populations. I've taught from kindergartners to middle schoolers to high schoolers to I got hired by Multnomah County Health Department to do a songwriting group with women, Latina women, as an outreach effort of Hep C and hepatitis, which was a really interesting experience. And I've written with so many different people. It's really one of the joys of my life that I get to do, going into a room and going through exercises and getting people to express themselves when they think they can't. Pretty much, when I go in and do my work, I usually take about an hour. I enter the room. I lead the class through a series of workshops, and we write the song, we rehearse it, and then we record it in an hour, and we listen back to it. And when I get hired for residencies, I'll then group all the songs together and put them on a CD and give them to all the participants at the end of the week or so. It's really cool. I really love it. It's a way for me to exercise my creativity and my imagination in ways I never think. And you never know what people are feeling and thinking. And although I only use 3 or 4 chords at most in any song, just the melodies and the ideas that everyone puts into them are so different. The music possibilities are endless, truly. So that's me in a nutshell as an artist. I have you can go to JoaquinLopezMusic.com and listen to some music. I released a CD a couple years ago called For the Disenchanted. And it's a CD of 8 songs that I wrote in response to a breakup I had many years ago. So it was a sort of a release, and that was my first CD, and I'm working on another one, and but I don't see it being released until at least a year or so.
Do you have any performances coming up?
I do have a performance coming up. It's going to be August 9th. It's a farewell performance for my friend Antonio Centurion. He's my harpist. Together, we've played all around town. We played Pride, the main stage, last year. We played at Latino Gay Pride. We've played everywhere, and he's moving to Paraguay, and so we won't be playing anymore, and August 9th is our last performance together. So it's a little bittersweet. I'm really looking forward to it. The details are still finalizing. I believe it will be at the Miracle Theater, located on Stark and 6th Avenue here in Southeast, and I'm really looking forward to it. After that, I don't have anything. I might take a rest. I don't know.
Folks, if you would like to call in and talk with Joaquin, you can call into the studio 503-231-8187. Thanks so much. So, we're going to see you this weekend at Latino Gay Pride.
Great. I do want to mention one thing.
Sure.
So Voz Alta is supported by the Regional Arts and Culture Council and Multnomah County Cultural Coalition. We're very grateful that they supported us this year. And because of it, I had extra resources to present an exclusive engagement on Thursday that I'm not promoting on Facebook. And I'm only promoting through personal contact, email, and messaging, and today on Out Loud. This exclusive performance is only for youth and family, and you define family. Mm. And if you'd like more information about that, you can go to my website, JoaquinLopezMusic.com, and there's information there. It is free for youth and family. It is at 7 o'clock as well. And I created this to branch out to the youth and to populations that perhaps can't afford it or perhaps Thursday is a better night for some people to go, and it's free for youth and family. And again, if you're interested, just go to my website, joaquinlopezmusic.com, and you'll find information there about it. And there's a passcode. The passcode is youth family when you go to make an RSVP. Or you could just show up Thursday at 7 o'clock at Q Center and see us perform Voz Alta.
Wonderful.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Do you have some more music for us?
Sure.
All right.
Why don't I... I have a poem and a song. How's that?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, this poem is from the piece that celebrates Luna Flores, a Latina poet and renegade artist, a good friend of mine. The goddess visited me one night. Goddess of birth, healing, nurturing. Goddess of light, the moon. When her light touched my face, she injected life into my shadowed soul, sang my name like a hymn, Luna. She blew whispers into my ears, impregnated me with ideas of love, family, and valor. Our child, a poem of beauty, dark skin, and glowing Mexican eyes. Who am I to write the perfect poem for the perfect goddess? With all my might, I searched every word, every crevice of my body, flipped through every page of every dark corner of my mind, searching for any active verb I could get my hands onto, to write onto the pages of every empty notebook this holy universe holds, to compose the most perfect music of words. I could not find them, the words. So I could not tell you, I am the mountain you learned to move. I am the river you taught to flow. I am the chest you skillfully learned to unlock. Beauty is suffering, a lesson I will learn every day of my life. A mortal cannot make love to the gods. Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al fuego que todo lo quema, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte, es canto de mudo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma, un ruego en la boca, ruego en el alma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma.
Thanks so much, Joaquin.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful. So let's talk folks through Latino Gay Pride one more time this weekend. For all information on all of this, latinogaypridepdx.com. Please go check it out. But if you can tell us, Joaquin.
Sure, you bet.
In your own words.
July 25th, we have Voz Alta La Gloria, an evening of music, poetry, and community at the Q Center, 4115 North Mississippi, from 7 to 9 p.m., all ages. I would say PG-13. July 26th, Transvisible, a film screening at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets at hollywoodtheater.org. July 27th, Sunday, we have the Portland Latino Gay Pride Festival at the Jupiter Hotel, 800 East Burnside, from 5 to 9, and it's 21 and over. And July 27th, we have the dance party at Embers Avenue, as 21 and over as well, at 110 Northwest Broadway from 9 p.m. till close. More information at latinogaypridepdx.com.
Wonderful. Like, Joaquin, so many thanks to you for joining us this
Thank
evening.
You. Yeah, you're My welcome. Pleasure.
You're welcome. Coming up next is Hard Knock Radio here on KBOO. We'll be back next week for Out Loud on Tuesday at 6 p.m. We look forward to having you with us. Thank you, dear listeners. Find us on Facebook, KBOO Out Loud on Facebook. Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the second annual Portland Roots Festival, Sunday, August 10th, from noon to 8 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. The Portland Roots Festival explores the food justice movement, healthy living through nutrition and exercise, and celebrates the flavors of African diaspora food culture in an urban landscape. The celebration will feature local artists and performers, a keynote speaker, African, African-American, Afro-Latin, and Afro-Caribbean food vendors, local nonprofits, and micro-entrepreneurs.
Again, that's the second annual Portland Roots Festival, Sunday, August 10th, from noon to 8 p.m., at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.